Maple Leafs forward Zach Hyman joins us here at the Gale Center in Niagara Falls. You've been here. You've only seen training camp here in Niagara Falls, Zach. What's it like to see 4,000 fans showing up just to see you guys practice?
Yeah, it's awesome. This is our second or third year here.
Third year here.
Wow. Time flies. It's fun. We just finished a workout. We had all of the fans out there, all the kids out there, screaming our names, and it's cool. There's a big Toronto fan base here, and it's awesome to come out here and share it with the fans.
Patrick Marleau stopped by earlier, and I asked him, at what point during the summer do you start getting that itch of wanting to get back out there? When does that happen for you?
I think it's when you start to get back on the ice, and then you take some time off after the year, obviously, and then you get back on the ice, and you realize how much fun you have out there and how much you miss it, and then you get the itch to get back out there and compete for a Stanley Cup. And now we're at the time of year where everybody's back, and it's the beginning of the year, and it's the beginning of hopefully something special. And, it's good to have everybody back and to be playing with the guys.
How long does it take to get over a disappointing Game 7 loss in Boston? How long does that take before you're like, all right, I have to turn the page on last season, now look ahead to this year?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, it sucks when you're one game away from moving on. It's never fun to lose, and obviously only one team wins, so you have a lot of guys to get over it. But you put it in your back pocket and use it as experience for the next year, and that's this year now. So I didn't watch much of the playoffs until the finals, but that was some good hockey, and then you get excited, for your turn.
So obviously leading up to July 1st, everybody here in Toronto, I'm sure some of the players on the Maple Leafs, keeping an eye on what would happen with free agency and John Tavares. Do you remember where you were when the news broke that John was coming to Toronto?
Yeah, I was with my buddies, guys who don't play hockey but are huge Toronto fans. We were at lunch, and, everybody's on their phone nowadays, so they were on Twitter, and one of the guys broke the news at our lunch table, and they were all celebrating, and I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome, because you get that, feeling when you're not a player, you're a fan. I was surrounded by fans, and, we all grew up, I'm from Toronto, so all my friends grew up huge Leafs fans, as did I, and, it hasn't been that long. I mean, I don't know if it's ever happened where a guy of John's caliber, chooses to come play home, and that's an exciting feeling for the fans, and it's an exciting feeling for the players that he chose to come play here, and he's a down-to-earth great guy, and excited to have a chance to play with him.
Maple Leafs forward Zach Hyman joining us here on Sportsnet today at the Gale Center in Niagara Falls. Okay, Zach, you tell me you're with your buddies, and when you found out, do they ever tell you, hey, Zach, why don't you try to get in this side of Austin Matthews, or are you going to play with Tavares? How much do they try to help you or coach you, and you're like, dude, seriously, like, let me just handle this side of the game?
No, honestly, my buddies are great on that. They don't tell me, ask me those questions. They just kind of, they're the ones who give it to me a little bit, which is funny. That's what when you're with your true friends, and they're kind of giving it back to you and whatnot. And I have, a whole group of guys who chirp you and do things like that, which is great. It's all fun part of it. But, I'm living any Toronto kid's dreams, and my buddies, have that kind of, they're close to it, right? So it's pretty special for them as well. And I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I got to play for Toronto, and I'm lucky that, I grew up a Toronto fan. Having a chance to play here is pretty special.
So heading into your third full season now with the Maple Leafs, what has your preparation been like now that you're kind of used to getting ready to get ready to play an NHL season? What kind of things are you doing in the off season to get your body ready, I guess?
Sure, yeah. You every year you learn more about the league, and you learn more about yourself and what you need to do to get better, and that's the goal. I think everybody nowadays takes the summer to improve on their game and to get better, whether it be in the gym, on the ice, or what you eat and put into your body. I think that everybody's trying to gain an edge, and you have to be on top of it. And every year, I try to get better and try to improve on my game. This summer is no different.
Mike Babcock says he likes how you're heavy on the ice. You're the guy who goes in the corners and grabs the pucks. How cognizant are you that during the game, I have to get in there, I got to get the puck to guys like Austin and John?
Sure. I mean, it's my game, so I don't think about it too much. I think I've been doing it, since college, I have a chance with good players, and I know my role, and I know, what type of player I am and what I have to do to be successful. And I think that, you don't try to change who you are. You just try to be the best version of yourself. And for me, that's going to the corner, that's battling, that's getting on pucks first, it's going to the net, It's doing all those little things, and I think that that's what I'm all about.
So everybody's excited this year for the potential for some facial hair with the beards being back on the team. Who do you think is going to grow the filthiest facial hair on the team this year?
I don't know. I don't know who's going to do it, but I know that, you know, Nas and Patty grow a quick beard overnight, so they're pretty happy. They don't have to give themselves razor burn every day.
We talked to Patrick Marleau before we let you go, and we kind of asked him if he's kind of the dad of the team, and he kind of laughed it off and said he isn't the dad of the team. Is Patrick Marleau the dad of the team?
Yeah, Pat's the best. He's, he's an amazing guy, and what a chance to learn from a guy like that. And it was pretty awesome to have him in last year and get to know him. And he's just a great down to earth guy. So it's been a pleasure to play with him and get to know him.
Maple Leafs forward Zach Hyman. Zach, thanks for doing this. Best of luck this season.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.